Back home next, the partner of murdered schoolteacher Aisling Murphy has settled his High Court claim for defamation against the BBC. The case centred on comments made on the politics programme The View and related to Ryan Casey's victim impact statement. For more, we can talk to our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell. Orla, will you tell us about this case and what happened today?
Yes, Ryan Casey sued the BBC following the broadcast of that episode of The View on November the 30th, 2023. It was broadcast just under 2 weeks after Ryan Casey had delivered a victim impact statement at the sentence hearing of Josef Puschke for the murder of Mr. Casey's partner, Aisling Murphy, and there were comments made about his victim impact statement. Now, it was a very short hearing this morning. Mr. Casey had sued the BBC for defamation, and in a very brief hearing this morning, the court was told that the matter was settled. The BBC, there was a statement read to the court on behalf of the BBC by senior counsel Alan Keating. In this statement, the BBC said it stood by the journalism involved in the episode in question, which it said debated serious issues of public interest. But it said it was happy to clarify that it did not consider Ryan Casey to be a criminal or a racist, or that he was attempting to incite hatred, or that he was someone seeking to pose as a hero of the far right through his victim impact statement. It continued that it acknowledged Mr. Casey's personal tragedy, and that the statement clarified any unintentional inferences that could have been drawn from the broadcast. And the court was told the BBC and Ryan Casey had managed to resolve the matter amicably. Senior counsel Ronan Lupton for Mr. Casey said the matter could be struck out, and it is understood that Mr. Casey has received substantial damages as well as a contribution towards his costs, all amounting to a six-figure sum.
Any reaction, Orla?
Mr. Casey was present in court. He didn't speak on camera afterwards, but he did issue a statement, and he said this marked the end of a long and difficult chapter of frustration and censorship. He said it was about truth, fairness and decency, and he said he took the action not out of anger, not solely out of anger, but he said he wanted accountability and dignity for Aisling Murphy, for himself, for their families and all victims, and he said they all deserved to have their voices heard without such harsh criticism or judgment. He said he hoped it would be a reminder to all media organisations of the high level of responsibility that comes with running such platforms, and he thanked everyone who had supported him. He said he'd seen all the messages of support on every platform by post, texts, phone calls, social media over the past 3.5 years. He also thanked his legal team, and he said he was now finally free to use his voice again to honour Aisling. He said he would advocate for the changes which he said were desperately required in this country. He said these included the increased safety measures that were clearly needed. He said he also wanted a society that listened to its people and was free of gaslighting, blacklisting or censorship. And in his statement, he continued that we all have a lot more in common than what separates us. And he said he wanted everyone to honour Aisling by building a better and safer Ireland. And he said, we all know we can do so much better.
Orla, thank you. That was our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell. We'll be returning to the controversy over third level fees after a quick break.